more money and weapons may soon be sent to Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Liberty's survival and the global rule of law are on the line.
Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur before a late night vote in the House to deliver more aid to Ukraine.
Funding in part for weapons, intelligence, support, and defense, and $8 billion for the United States to replenish its own equipment that it has sent here to Ukraine. That new nearly $40 billion measure is the largest foreign aid package to pass through Congress in at least two decades. It was backed by every voting Democrat and nearly three out of four Republicans.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. The bill next goes to the Senate, where today the focus is abortion.
An extreme conservative majority on the Supreme Court is on the brink of declaring that women do not have the right to an abortion.
So a week after that leaked draft opinion showing justices ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer plans a vote on a bill that would make abortion legal nationwide, but he doesn't have enough Republican support to pass it. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I think the sentiment in my conference is for this issue to be dealt with at the state level.
And pro-choice activists plan to again protest today outside conservative Supreme Court justices' homes, but Republicans call that an attempt to intimidate. Gas prices hit a new record high this morning, up 3 more cents. AAA's national average for regular, $4.40 per gallon.
I know the families all across America are hurting because of inflation.
President Biden says he's working to reduce costs, blaming Republicans for not helping. They blame his policies. In a few hours, we'll get the April inflation update. Consumer prices have been surging lately at 40-year highs. A win and loss for former President Trump. The Republican congressman he backed in West Virginia, Alex Mooney, scored a primary win over fellow GOP Congressman David McKinley. But a Trump-backed candidate lost in Nebraska's Republican primary for Governor Charles Herbster. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A police officer was shot in New York City last night by a suspect he was chasing on foot, who police say then pulled out a gun, shooting the officer in the arm. He's stable. That gunman was shot in the head and returned fire and is in critical condition. It happened during what's called Police Week.
There are ceremonies planned in cities and small towns across the country paying tribute this week to the service and the sacrifice of our nation's police officers and during a difficult time for law enforcement.
Last year, more officers were intentionally killed in the line of duty than the past 20 years.
Nassau County, New York, Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder on Fox and Friends. The Officer Down Memorial page lists 617 officers killed in the line of duty in 2021. And as cities across the country report record crime, the latest from the Police Executive Research Forum showing law enforcement agencies are understaffed and short of resources, all amid efforts to defund police. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging as markets also rise overseas after a mixed day when the Dow dropped again, continuing a sell-off, but the Nasdaq rose 114 points. In baseball, a no-hitter. Reed Detmers pitched it for the LA Angels, shutting out the Tampa Bay Rays 12-0. In the NBA playoffs,
the reigning Western Conference champs are closer to the Western Conference Finals.
7-0 run. Numbers 3, Booker.
Call courtesy of TNT. Devin Booker drains a three-pointer to cap off a 10-0 run for the Phoenix Suns. He finished with 28 points as the Suns down the Dallas Mavericks 110-80 and take a 3-2 series lead in that conference semifinal best of seven. Meantime, the Miami Heat are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals as the Heat pound the Philadelphia 76ers 120-85. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey's playoffs, Carolina, Los Angeles, St. Louis, and Toronto all won first-round games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.